All right, Jack. Well, President Obama won Michigan. How close was the race in the state?
Not very close, Christina. We don't have final results yet, but it looks like about an 8-point spread, maybe a little larger when the final Wayne County returns are in.
How do those numbers compare to 2008?
Well, it's closer than 2008 when John McCain sort of publicly abandoned the state of Michigan, and the national race was closer than in 2008. But President Obama is ahead by about 400,000 votes in Michigan, which is historically a large margin, and it's the sixth straight election that Republicans have failed to win Michigan at the presidential level. I think that's an all-time record, and the last time a Republican won the state of Michigan, the internet hadn't been invented yet.
Debbie Stabenow, a Democrat, won a third term in the Senate race. After this term, she'll have been a senator for 18 years. What's your take on this race?
Well, this race was an incredibly inept race by the Republicans, and especially Pete Hoekstra, who seemed to sort of stop campaigning. He seemed to not really have any idea where he was or what he was running for. In the end, he lost by about 20 points, which was a staggering margin. And it appears that Senator Debbie Stabenow, like Senator Carl Levin, have become sort of icons and fixtures on the Michigan political scene. And Senator Carl Levin has been virtually unopposed in most recent elections. It'll be interesting to see if Republicans come up with a challenge to him or whoever runs in his place in 2 years.
Let's talk a little bit about the congressional race in the 1st District. It looked like it was pretty close, but now it looks like the Republican incumbent Dan Benischak won. The 1st District includes parts of northern Michigan and all of the Upper Peninsula. Benischak spent the most amount of money out of all of the congressional campaigns next to his competitor Gary McDowell. A lot of national money was spent in this district as well. Why should our listeners care about what's going on in northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula?
Well, they should certainly care about the balance of power in the House. And one of the national stories last night, Christina, which is reflected in Michigan, is Republicans were terribly disappointed in what happened in the U.S. Senate. Not only did they not take control, they lost seats, but Democrats were as equally disappointed in U.S. House races. As I'm looking at the national picture, they may not have gained any. They may have gained one. And this was a seat, a prime seat Democrats hoped to win. They put a lot of money in, not as much as has been in some races in the past, but in the end, they came up about 5,000 votes short. They thought Dan Benischak, who is a sort of a radical Tea Party supporter, might be too extreme for the district. It was a lot closer than 2 years ago when the same two candidates ran against each other. In the end, Benischak prevailed largely from large margins in places like Traverse City, Petoskey, Charlevoix. McDowell, a former state representative, appears to have won the Upper Peninsula, but it wasn't enough.
Let's talk about the 11th Congressional District, which is also an interesting race. Thaddeus McCotter used to hold that seat. He resigned in July after failing to produce enough valid signatures to qualify for the ballot. Recently, a few of his staffers have been in court after being accused of playing a part in petition signature fraud. So yesterday, voters had to cast two votes, one to fill the 6 weeks in his current term and one to fill the next 2 years. What happened?
Well, they voted for Kerry Bentivoglio, the upset Republican candidate. The Republican establishment did not want him as their candidate. He's a Tea Party supporter with somewhat extreme views, or extremely extreme views. He wants to close all U.S. military bases. There is controversy about his whether or not he was fired for mistreatment of students as a teacher. His own brother alleged he'd had electroshock treatments for sniffing glue. And yet the Republicans won. Democrats failed to put any national money into this race. There are some people who speculated they might have been able to win it. But overall, looking at the picture for Michigan, it looks like very much like a status quo election. Republicans won in places Republicans normally win. Democrats did the same.
Let's talk about the ballot proposals. We had 6 statewide ballot proposals yesterday. That's the highest number of proposals we've seen in decades. All of them were defeated. All but proposal 1 were constitutional amendments. Now, a lot of money was spent on the constitutional amendments. What does that tell us about campaign spending in the state, and what does it mean for how we pass laws in the state?
The big winner is the TV networks, Christina, who reaped in millions and millions of dollars for these commercials. But basically, the voters adopted Nancy Reagan's old slogan, which was to just say no. And we've seen in the past, whenever the ballot is clogged with proposals, these were all very complex proposals, difficult to understand. Voters just thought they'd rather be safe than sorry and said no to all of these things by large margins. Now, this disappointed the governor in a little way. He had a campaign saying say yes on one and no on the others. It didn't work. They said no to number one, too, which was the referendum on the emergency manager law. But you have to wonder that what would it be like to be a fly on the wall in Matty Maroon's headquarters. Matty Maroon spent $33 million of his own money to try to persuade people to vote for Proposal 6, and they turned it down overwhelmingly.
Well, Jack, what are your thoughts on Proposal 1 and how that turned out?
My thought is that people didn't quite understand it. Certainly, it was closer than the others, a little bit closer. People in Detroit definitely did not want this strong emergency manager legislation. It did well elsewhere in the state. What will be very interesting, Christina, is to see if the governor and the legislature come back now and pass a new emergency manager law, maybe slightly changed, but the unspoken assumption is that eventually they're going to need an emergency manager law in Detroit. And when the consent agreement fails to work, and maybe in some other larger troubled Michigan cities as well. So we're going to have to keep an eye on that when the legislature comes back.
Okay, let's move on to the Supreme Court. Is the court staying majority Republican or is there a swing?
The court is staying majority Republican.
And what about the state house?
The state house is a disappointment for the Democrats. They'd hoped they had a long shot chance of winning the state house. They gained some seats. It looks to me like they gained about 5 seats, but it's going to be about 59 to 51, still going to have a Republican majority in the state house. The Speaker of the House, Jase Bulger, was caught up in that scandal over the party switcher in Grand Rapids, hung on to his seat narrowly.
And Jack, what else did you find interesting in this election?
I find it interesting that Republicans in Michigan used to be a swing state. Republicans do very well at some local levels and in races for governor, but they just can't compete at the national level in Michigan anymore, either for president or the U.S. Senate. Republicans have lost 11 out of 12 U.S. Senate races in Michigan, and they virtually aren't even competitive anymore. And I think that may have to do with how Michigan voters feel about Republican Party stands on social issues. They tend to like Republican Party stands sometimes on economic issues, but the party's stand on social issues just doesn't seem to be in sync with even the majority of Michigan Republicans.
As always, Jack, thanks a lot for your insights.
Thank you, Christina.